This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
God, we're on such a vintage buzz here right now this morning. We're all obsessed. Well, me and Callum are now. It took me a long time to get Callum on board, Martin, but now he is in it. Have you bought anything yet?
Not yet, no. Right. That's a slippery slope. So at the minute, I'm downsizing. I'm kind of clearing out. I have great self-control. So I haven't bought anything. I'm not going to buy anything until... I've done everything clear. Although my girlfriend Linda did say, can you get me this on vintage? Because it was
okay.
Seen and it's still on there from like 7 months ago.
No shade, but why didn't she get it herself?
She doesn't have an account. And she was like, I don't need it. But the
Emma's like, oh, I need to get something. I just go to my other half. Callum, buy me this.
But I was like getting worried about him there. I was like, what kind of relationship is this?
Yeah, are you okay?
The thing that she wants is kind of this coat, and she's not sure if it's going to fit her. And it's listed at €9, which isn't much.
But the thing about it is,
what happens if it doesn't fit you though?
You sell it.
Yeah. It's listed at €7.
You put it back up, or the person who bought it puts it back up?
No, if it's received to you rather than the hassle of returning it to them, just throw it back up. I got a North Face jacket on Vinted over Christmas because I was like, I'm cold. Like, it's not one of the cool, big, fluffy North Faces, but it is just that brand. Uh-huh. And it's fleecy on the inside. It was like, it was probably 40 quid, but they go for like 100.
A couple of hundred. Yeah. Because to me, when I go online and Instagram and TikTok and stuff, to me, it's a seller's market. You know,
it has become that, yeah.
Yeah, it seems that everyone's entrepreneurs now.
I know.
All of a sudden, everyone's self-employed with their clothing lines.
I'm a bit cheeky on it. So this coat that she was looking at, it's on for sale at €7.
Offer them five.
You can put in offers and bids.
Yeah, so you can click buy it now at that price and it's just yours.
Sorry, Callum, I hate to say this to you, but like, if a jacket's up for €7,
just give it to them.
No. As in, are you getting them down to five?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
No, but that's what I'm saying. In my head, as a seller, the odd time, if I put something up for a tenner, I'm expecting seven.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like,
you're putting, you know.
People are going to haggle. Yeah. As soon as I put
something. Oh, so haggling is really a thing.
Oh, yeah. Everyone haggles.
Even selling anything on the app. When I was first starting putting the stuff up, I saw something, I put something up that could get 40 quid.
Yeah.
And I was like, do you know what? No, I'm going to set it at 35.
Okay.
And I might get
30
first.
And I got 30 for it. Yeah, and
sorry,
I was happy.
Sorry,
with
these
that.
Are actually proper entrepreneurs here telling us this is mad.
And I was
have
the
to
same.
Play the game.
Yeah. I sold all my jeans for a fiver last week because I was like, I just want them.
All of them.
Well, a good few pairs of jeans went for a fiver once I marked them down.
Yeah.
But like, I had this pair of Adidas trousers that I bought blind drunk about 2 years ago when I got home from a night out on Instagram. They popped up and I was like, I love them. Didn't remember buying them. They were €120. I was like, fuck.
Oh no.
What have I done? And they showed up. I was like, what?
Is that what you do? When you
well, that was the one and only time it happened.
Oh, okay.
But I was like, I'm not accepting less than 60 for them because they cost me a lot of money and they're in perfect condition. Yeah. They just don't fit me anymore. And I got 60 for them.
Wow.
But I think I put them up for 65.
Gotcha. And someone bargained you down.
Exactly.
Mm. Okay.
So you know, and like there's something I had as well. Like, I got something in Zara on sale years ago. It was like I thought it was cool. It was on a sale rail. It was like a really kind of fancy, frilly festival kind of top. And look, it's just not me. I'd never wear it. I just bought it. Obviously, got excited about it at the time. But the labels, and that's the thing, you can sell something with the labels still on it. So they know what kind of a deal they're getting.
Oh, okay.
You're like, this has never been worn.
And it has.
It cost me this.
Yeah.
And I'm selling it to you for this kind of a thing.
Okay.
So that's when you're like, fuck off with your offer of €4. Like,
You're like, hang on a sec.
Like, just get rid of it.
Yeah. Interesting.
It's better than putting it in a clothes bin.
I have a very addictive personality, so I'm worried if I download this.
I was really scared and I was really annoyed as well because
knowing I have an addictive personality, Callum, what's the advice with this app?
Well, the thing about
just sell, don't look.
But the thing about it is, it does take a while for your feed to kind of realize what you're into.
Sorry, there's like an algorithm where it picks up what you like and shows you.
If I go into home now, it'll give me loads of things I've searched lately. Like, we've a wedding on Friday.
That's dangerous, though.
That's the problem. Yeah. But at the beginning, if you're just on for a seller and you don't actually look up anything, you'll just get random shit that won't interest you.
Okay.
You'll be like, do you want this vinyl player? And you'll be like, no.
No, I don't.
You know, whereas if you start searching.
Wait, sorry, items as well.
Yeah, you can sell everything.
Stop, guys, no.
There's like Xboxes on there and everything.
Oh, now we're talking, Callum.
I really wanted the username Callum Farmer because I have it everywhere. I have it on Twitter, Instagram.
Someone has it.
And someone has it.
There's another Callum Farmer right there.
Callum F. Dublin.
Oh, what?
What?
I hate that.
I know.
Callum F. Dublin 27 or something. Like that.
No random numbers, but yeah. Really
no,
annoying.
Oh, Callum F. Dublin started following you. Hey, you used your new work pick as well. Nice yeah. one.
And what's yours? Emma Nolan.
Oh, no. Mine's Emma triple underscore Nolan, of course. Of yeah. course, of course. And one thing I won't do, Callum, I swear, because I follow Jack as well, I won't favourite your items because he gets excited thinking it's
oh, yeah.
That's a seller.
Yeah, please
email, and you're like, oh, fucking hell, oh, stop liking my stuff. I keep thinking
I notifications say yeah. someone likes it. Okay.
But Jack's into like really... Jack's one of these people that he doesn't buy shite like I do. He like saves up and buys something really nice. So like his stuff be a little bit more pricey. So like when he sells something, he get like... 80 quid for a jacket. I'm like, what the
whoa.
Fuck? Yeah, it's class.
I'm on it.
Vinted.
You got me. Vinted. I'll look at it later. Just look at it.
There's been a lot of chat here.
Yeah.
Get it downloaded, will you? We'll yeah. have a chat about it tomorrow.
Emma, Dave and Fiona. On Spin. When I wake up, I feel good. Turn on. Emma, Dave and Fiona on Spin. Your number one hit music station. Let's get it.
Good morning, how are we? It's Emma, Dave and Fiona, but it's Emma and Marty all this week. What's going on?
Good morning. Once again, checking in to congratulate you on getting up at this hour and making it to work. You're doing great, sweetie. You're
it's
doing
so
great.
It's so cold today. I feel like my house was cold.
I'm sitting here with a shirt on, a couple of buttons open and shorts. Emma's wearing a trench coat.
Yeah, I'm wearing my Arsene Wenger coat.
Sorry,
today.
Callum said this to you this morning. Yeah. Here's Arsene Wenger, and I burst out laughing, not realising that was a private joke. I was like, Callum, you can't call Emma Nolan Arsene Wenger. I was like, how offensive.
Arsene Wenger for years got my big coats. I didn't think I'd have it out in June. June!
I was like, Callum is sassy this morning.
It's cold, man. Are you not cold? Like, not in here, but when you were leaving the house.
I felt it a little bit. Yeah, see, I brag about this a lot. This is my like one thing that I can brag about. I live in the highest village in Ireland, Emma.
Do you?
Officially the highest
is
village
it the
in
highest,
Ireland.
Because I know it's very close to Glendalough, but Glendalough's not high.
Glendalough is would be considered high, actually.
Oh
yes.
My God, you're in the highest village
so
in Ireland.
So we get the seasons.
Bob Marley on.
Well, yeah. Very good. it took a second. So we get the snow when people don't get the snow, and we get the proper sun when the sun is good.
Really?
So this morning now I went out and there was a teeny tiny bit of condensation on the car, and here we are in the middle of June, eh?
Crazy.
Yeah.
Speaking of, you're so close to Glendalough now. Of all the times I've been to Glendalough, I don't think I've done Glendalough the right way.
We've heard this before. People there's three different parts to it,
and
yeah.
There's no real, like, there should be a lad there, a lady there explaining. Which, do you want to show me the Instagram picture that you saw that you like? Or you want to get
you
that
want
view?
To get to that
well,
part.
You need to be going that way.
Yeah.
On all the times I've done it, I'm like, didn't see this view again. Don't know.
The first part that people end up going to and they get really, really kind of disheartened is the graveyard.
Okay.
And they get out at the round tower and they're like, where's this beautiful lake that everybody goes to? Yeah.
Yeah, I know that.
And that's a good 15-20 minute walk from that part.
It
so,
is.
So, yeah.
No, I've made it to the car park.
There's
like it's in the official, I don't know, there's probably 17, probably is there?
A couple of coffee stalls, you could get ice cream
yes,
there. Oh, you were there, okay. But where'd you go? Like, how did you
like,
miss it?
I just followed. Someone else was walking that way. I was like, must be that way.
You know, follow
and
them.
walked and then like climbed the mountain kind of like really tough on the lungs, like over and back, up. Like,
yeah.
Up through the mountain. Is that it?
Yeah.
No offense, like lovely, but is that it?
I know, hang on. I'm not going to let you put down my beautiful Glendalough. It's right next to me. It's my beautiful lake.
You've been living around Wood for a year now, Glendalough.
Nearly two, actually.
Now it's Martin Guilfoyle's Glendalough. It was your knock line a second ago.
Stop it.
God almighty.
You're messing.
Taking over the country.
Stop. So yesterday on the show, I started off, remember, giving out that Meta attacked me, saying that I had posted 23% less in the last week and therefore my engagement was down 70%. Now, yeah, I know. Like, and now they want money off me. They want $3.99. Now, I haven't done the exchange right on. I'd say we're looking at about €3.20 for Instagram Plus. Have you heard of this?
Oh, yeah, it does pop up for me sometimes. Do you want to be verified? Click this button. And I'm like, nah.
I find that the verified thing, paying to be verified, I find that a bit mad. You're paying for a blue tick, but you get that included with Instagram Plus. So if you do want a blue tick, ladies and gentlemen, you can pay $3.20 a month first. But there's loads of other features too, and I'd love to get your thoughts on it.
Okay.
And you listening right now, is it worth the €3.20 a month? For example, story rewatch count. You can see how many times people have rewatched your story. Now, Instagram are selling this as you can find out how compelling and how interesting your story is. So you'll be able to see this was rewatched by somebody 3 times or 4 times.
Whereas, actually, it just means who's stalking you and who's...
It kind of is, isn't it? Really, yeah. Search viewer list. So instead instead of kind of scrolling, remember we were talking about this yesterday, when someone likes your story, they kind of pop to the top, but you can't see everybody.
Yes.
You can actually now, if you subscribe to this, you can search a name to see if they've watched it. This to me all kind of comes into like toxic kind of dating.
Totally.
Do you get me?
I think it's feeding.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah.
Because a lot of people I know, you know, I've been there, that like,
you want to see if they've seen it.
You put up the story and you're like, I want to know if they've seen it. Exactly.
And sometimes like you could be in that really toxic stage where you post a story just for them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I know a friend of mine who would post on his private story, but just hoping she'd see it. So it actually just remove everyone else from the close friends list.
This is
just to see if she's seen it. Isn't that crazy? But it's true.
That's the whole Agatha Christie saga down to a T, wasn't it? Because it was Rebecca Vardy who was only on Colleen Rooney's story and nobody
else. That's how she got caught. It's brilliant.
That's exactly what they used to do to see if she saw his story.
But a friend of mine used to have a close friends for only girls he fancied. And for some reason, I was in there as well because he had told me this. So anytime he posts to close friends, I knew it was directed at girls that he fancied and he was talking to.
That's hilarious.
So like, these were, I was like, these aren't close friends. He'd be in the gym with his top off. And I'm like, oh, hello. And
that's,
I'm like,
kind of.
It's actually a good idea. It's a good idea if you're in that world right now. Now, this is where it really gets into the kind of toxic dating thing. Anonymous viewing. You can watch people's stories and they don't know you've watched it.
No, that's terrifying. Also, it's a completely hypocritical to the previous feature. Is like, you can see everyone who views your story, but if they also pay for Plus, you'll never see it because they can do so anonymously.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
Now, there is one feature that you'll love. It's a very Emma Nolan feature.
Oh, go on.
You can send super hearts.
Oh, I like
super hearts. It's an animated, it could be an animated purple super heart.
Oh, that's
so good.
Nice.
And now you can rearrange your story grid. Yeah, you can rearrange your story grid as well. Now, that's nothing to do with the feature, but it is something that their Instagram is allowing everybody to do. Very kind of them. Now, I thought this was a really good idea because I would use Instagram and TikTok and stuff for work. So I was thinking, okay, I'll rearrange my grid. So if someone wants to hire me or book me, they'll see what I want them to see first. So I sat down yesterday to do it and I did one and I looked at it and I was like, oh no, I can't be at this. This is too much.
Yeah. So what kind of, like, a DJing one you would have put to
it
the
was
top?
A poster for a gig coming up, and then I put a DJing one second, and then I kind of looked at it and I was like, am I really going to get involved in this right now? This is a bit too much.
So this is like your main feed
that you can rearrange
the order of.
You can rearrange. So, and then also you can now put 6 pinned posts if you subscribe. So if you pay the $3.20 a month, you can rearrange your grid and you can pin 6 posts instead of 3. You could just basically have whatever kind of feed you want, but
it's,
you want people to see.
Pointless, because it's like saying if you were on Twitter, you could move the when you posted the tweets.
Oh, chronological order is really important.
It makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
And even when just the timeline of it as well. It's like, what do you mean you had blonde hair yesterday and you have brown hair today? And then
you could really confuse.
Like, wow, it's really confusing. Yeah. I like to see when I'm stalking an influencer. Oh, good, she put the highlights in then in October. Good, lovely.
Yeah.
Then. Oh, the curls took well then a few months later.
Yeah.
Like, I like to see the journey. Show me the journey.
The pin posts do confuse me as well, because you can, they're obviously in, they're the 3 favourite posts that you've had in your grid for a long time, but there could be a pin post in there that I was looking at someone and they had it from like 2018, like, hold on, but then you're down there.
No, it makes me confused as well sometimes.
I think people are very kind of like, I don't want to say narcissistic when it comes to pin posts, but usually people put their pin posts as the ones that have the most views.
Oh yeah, you can see it straight away that, like, this person's a pinned post has 300,000 views, but has 1,100.
Yeah, they're like, I got this once.
Yeah, exactly. And everyone should see it. And, like, fair enough, be proud of it, but there's no need to be rearranging your chronological order.
It's a bit much now, isn't it?
Yeah. It messes with my head. When did the girls' curls really take hold? Honestly,
enough. We're playing the Tricky 10 today, like we do every day. However, we're now playing it twice, once after 8, once after 9. Your chance to win €2,000 if you get all 10 correct. If you want to play, put Tricky into a text, send it to 087 711 1038. Don't be shy, come on and play, because I really want somebody to win that $2,000.
Give it a lash. This morning is, I'm a bit nervy. You might notice I do have the Arsene Wenger jacket on, actually, because I'm freezing, so maybe you didn't notice, but I'm in kind of full gym gear today, because after the show, I'm going to a Pilates class.
Oh, fancy.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to talk you through this. Mart, you're aware, and obviously Callum is aware, of the different phases I've gone through in my time.
I didn't want to say it, but now that you've said it.
If
we hark back a few years, what did I sign up for? Irish classes. It was a 10-week course. How many did I attend?
You did.
Two.
Wait, no, sorry. I never checked in with you after that.
Yeah, well,
I thought you were still doing them. I thought you were still doing them, Emma.
Nah, Neil. Neil. Then I took on the horse riding up the Dublin Mount.
Oh my God. You're not doing that either.
Nah, too expensive. Now, the boxing has helped.
The boxing is there, yeah.
But I did reveal on the show about 2 months ago my new journey would be Spanish classes on Preply.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, a little app.
Yeah, I cancel that membership.
Sorry, what app is this?
Preply.
Preply, is it better than Duolingo?
Yes, because it's real people. It's basically an app where you meet loads of potential tutors and then they tutor you.
Real people.
Like FaceTimes.
FaceTimes.
Yeah.
Stop.
So it Zooms, but you match up with the tutor that suits your time.
You're really selling it for something you gave up.
Yeah, honestly, it's my problem, not Preply's. Okay. This is about me. Preply's fantastic. Spanish is a beautiful language. It's worth learning. It's just not for me right now. No, I did a few classes and then they were looking to re-sign me up for another 10 weeks, to commit to 10 weeks. And I was like, lads, I don't know. Neil is the gum, that's Irish. I was like, I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, at the moment, it looks like Pilates could be the new thing.
Okay.
And today I'm being forced into it, which is good. It's not really my choice. Well, it is my choice because I want to go and support them. But friends of mine, they run a skin clinic in Ashleaf, Aldora. And they have a big event today. But like to make the event a little bit different and stand out, everyone that comes to the event's been treated to, I don't know if it's a, I actually don't know. Is it a section of a Pilates class? Is it a full Pilates class?
But so you have no idea what you're rocking up to here.
I've been told to like wear your gym gear. It's going to be a really nice afternoon. There'll be a bit of Pilates, but the event's being held at a Pilates studio. So they're obviously renting the room and the instructors must be working with them for this afternoon. So I need to go to that straight away after work. I know nothing about Pilates. And my biggest concern this morning is because I meant to get up this morning and paint my toenails, which I didn't because I was like,
why? Because you're doing Pilates. You have to wear socks, sure.
Yeah, you have to keep your socks on.
I think they have like Griffin
Thank
socks.
God.
So I actually did a bit of an Eminolan on Pilates.
I and here's you were like, me with my toenails.
No,
and
I'm slagging you here.
I went for a nice chrome colour.
Yeah, yeah, I'm slagging you here, but I signed up for Reformer Pilates a while ago.
That's the one with the machine, isn't it?
It's a scary machine, yeah. Callum. It really is. And everybody else in the class, including my other half, she was great at it. We're really good at it, and the instructor had to keep coming over to me and do like alternative moves because I couldn't do any of them. And
what?
It was so embarrassing because I can't bend.
It's like
I can't stretch my leg.
Can I have an idea? Can you like tell me what kind of is your body going into weird?
It's your
position?
Core. No. With normal Pilates, you'd be like doing like planks and stretches. You'd be having like leg up and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like all.
Apparently,
like
you feel.
Machine.
You're Linda does Pilates, doesn't she?
She does yoga, which is different to Pilates.
Sorry, yeah, good.
That's been drilled into my head.
You're like you're going to yoga. Yeah. No. Oh yeah, sorry, yeah.
Sorry, Callum, are you showing me something?
I'm just going to try and get a video of the, if it's Reformer Pilates, God help you.
Yeah.
Really?
It looks like a torture machine.
I don't know. It's so popular at the moment. Do you notice that people are like proper, like Pilates is in.
Yeah.
It's like the new High Rock.
It's so good for you though. Like
High
it's
Rock
meant to be so good for your lower back, your core, the whole lot, yeah.
No, I read this morning that apparently you leave feeling taller, looser and more aware of your posture.
I can't say
so tomorrow, darlings, I'll be sitting like this and my
we need to measure you today.
Yes, sir.
So stand up against the wall there and we'll make a little notch on the wall
and then we'll
tomorrow
to
we'll
her.
See if you're
Emma's, Emma's suddenly 6'2".
So she's wearing heels.
You never know, guys. It could stick. It could stick, the super Pilates trend.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
I did it.
We did it very well, I have to say. Dave would be proud of that one. Welcome on into. Let me just. Callum, do you have that sheet? Sorry.
Yeah.
Ah, here now. Is this the usual unprofessionalism that happens in here? Huh? Callum, how do you put up with them?
I can't believe what I'm reading. I had to do a double take. Welcome on in to the greatest radio game of all time.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, what's going on?
This is Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. The game where if you say the same thing that Dave has written down, you are out, you get nothing. Good day, sir. However, if you manage to say something that Dave has not written down and you do that 5 times, you win 5 IMC cinema passes.
Oh, right.
Dave could ask something, Martin, like, name any county in Leinster. You would then hear 3 beeps. You answer on the 3rd beep.
Wicklow.
You said Wicklow, and I have written down Offaly.
Really?
Therefore, you would be through to the next round.
I'm actually shocked. I wouldn't have put Offaly in Leinster. Oh my God.
As in you wouldn't.
So this is like a little lesson as well, is it?
Sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes he can teach us things, I think. Yeah. Dave might be on his holidays, but he has left us his five questions for Don't Say the Same Thing that Dave has written down. Do you want to play? If so, message us now. We need in a WhatsApp the word game. Just the word game will do. Send it to 087 711 1038. Come on, win yourself a load of cinema passes and have the privilege of playing the greatest radio game of all time.
There's five cinema passes up for grabs. It's a question, a cinema pass per correct question.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You can win up to five.
So get if you win one, you can go by yourself.
Yeah.
If you wish. Lots of people prefer that, and I respect that.
I do respect that.
We give you the option to cash out as well.
Oh, yes.
It's game in a WhatsApp right now, please.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
That was my fault. I was off time.
Yeah, Callum.
I didn't have my headphones on.
That was bad now.
Sorry.
That second clap
Sorry.
Was very jarring.
Yeah, no, I was off.
Welcome on in to the greatest radio game of all time. It's Don't Say the Same Thing that Dave has written down. On to play this morning is Carla. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, we're not too bad, thanks. Where are you off to this morning? Work, I guess?
Work, unfortunately. Yeah, stuck on the car park that is the M50.
Oh, no. How bad is it? Not moving?
No. Well, it's moving better than usual, but it's slowing down.
Okay.
Slowly but surely.
Can I say something, Carla?
Yeah.
You're the first Carla I've spoken to with a K.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a lovely way to spell it.
It's a lovely way to spell it.
Mm. My brother's name is Kyle, and I think my mom thought she was Kris Jenner.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, Kris Jenner missed a trick because Carla would have been a lovely name for her. So your mom wants to keep it up. Do you know what we'll do? Just throw a K on it and then we'll have Kylie Carla.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
What's work? What lies ahead of you today in terms of work?
Not too bad. I work from home half the week. So I'm sad to be in the office, but sure.
Oh, I know. Is it kind of nice though to see everyone, or just do you prefer working from home?
I prefer working from home, but
a lot of people are like,
in case anyone's listening, I love the office.
Considering we've really, really identified you because of the K with the car. Like,
loves the office, loves seeing her colleagues and immersing herself in the work-life culture. Right, Carly, welcome on in to Don't Say the Same Thing that Dave has written down. Some call this the greatest radio game of all time. The aim of the game is to say something that Dave has not written down with five IMC Cinema passes up for grabs. You're going to hear one of Dave's questions, then you'll hear three beeps. Answer on the third beep if you can. Spit out your answer and hopefully we'll rack up as many cinema passes for you as we possibly can. He's left us these questions. Are you ready to go with round one?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Over to Dave.
Question one. Name any sport.
Hurling.
Hurling. Good answer. Let's see what Dave's written down.
And I have written down rugby.
Beautiful.
Very good. So, you've won yourself one IMC Cinema Pass. Carla, would you like to run away with it or would you like to keep going?
Keep going.
Yeah.
Round two, over to Dave.
Question two. Name any character in the Simpsons TV show.
Maggie.
Oh.
Baby Maggie.
Yeah, very good.
Let's check what Dave said.
And I have written down Bart.
Good. Go on, Carla. Two IMC cinema passes, so you get to bring somebody now. Would you like to cash out or would you like to keep going?
I will keep going.
Oh, she's more friends. Let's
Legend.
Do it.
Legend.
Question three. Name any mode of transport.
Lewis.
And I have written down train.
Oh, hang on.
So
no,
good.
It's not a train. Don't you dare.
No, it's not a train.
Not a train.
That's okay.
Lewis is a tram.
Yeah, exactly.
So it doesn't...
I was about to erupt.
Say the same thing.
All I was thinking there was horse and cart, perhaps. Okay, you've got three in the bag.
Would you like to keep them or would you like to keep going?
I will go the full way,
yes!
I think.
Yes!
With the gay.
Question four. Name any day of the week.
Oh. Wednesday.
Come on.
Oh, and today's Wednesday.
Today's Wednesday. Let's see what Dave said.
And I have written down Wednesday.
No!
Oh, no!
You lose! Good day, sir!
No! I'm fuming!
Wait, what happens now?
What happens now? Well, Dave's not here. Carla Sound. She wins two IMC Cinema.
Oh!
Yay! Yes.
We'll play on. We'll see how you would have got on with question five anyway, Carla, but obviously we're just playing with the crack now, okay?
God,
question five. Name any vowel.
I.
Okay. Locked in on.
Did you say vowel or foul?
No, no, vowel. You're right. A E I O are you? Let's see what David said.
And I have written down E.
Oh, damn it!
No.
You know what? I'm surprised he went for the obvious one. He knows obviously that don't say the same thing that David's written down happens on a Wednesday. So was that what he was at? I don't know. But,
Is he strategic when it comes to this? Is
nah, he? Like, no, obviously, just... I actually knew he was going in to make this when he made it, like before he left. I don't know what way he works it, but yeah, that's obviously what he had written down. Yeah. So that's
but
the way
we
the game
still
works.
Are giving my two cinema passes,
yes,
right?
That's we are, okay. Because Carl is a ledge. Have a lovely day.
Thank you, guys.
Talk to you later.
You bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. It's a great game, isn't it?
Yeah, someone now is going into work who works with a Carla with a K, and they're going to be staring her out of the blesser.
You'd rather be at home, would you?
Yeah.
You'd rather be at home.
Yeah.
You don't even
want to
be here.
Yeah, you don't even want to be here.
It's Amble with Moral Victory on Spin. Emma, Dave and Fiona, Emma and Marty all this week. And this Friday, Callum and I have to go to a wedding. Well, we're invited to a wedding. I have never been more disorganized for an upcoming wedding. I realized this morning driving to work, what are you wearing to this wedding, Emma? I was like, I have nothing ready, huh?
I've forgotten all about that.
I'm delighted for both of you.
Heading off to the wedding? Getting married?
Yeah, never felt so left out of my life here. Me and Callum are doing this, me and Callum that, and I'm just sitting here like, well, that's great for the two of you.
But you know
it?
Who's getting married?
The one that we don't speak about.
Oh.
The one who got fired.
Wink, wink, nod. Our Ash is getting married, in case you know who Ash is. Isn't that exciting? Herself and Ash.
Yeah, can't wait. Who are we talking about?
Playing all the hits.
Go on and turn it up.
Ain't nobody do it like you. Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
You're number one music station. You've got Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Hello. It is Emma and Marty hanging out with you all this week on Spin. Hope you're well.
Good morning. Yesterday on the show, I was giving out about someone not re-racking their weights after being on the leg press machine, and I took it upon myself to passively aggressively. Is that
how that makes sense? Yeah.
How do I speak?
Passive aggressively.
Okay, passive aggressively. Tell him that. Don't worry, pal. I'll put them back. And
that's a really fancy way of saying putting your weights away, isn't it? You know, someone's a real gym bro when they say they didn't re-rack their weights.
Well, like, how would you say it?
They didn't put their weights back in the place they were meant to put them. didn't re-rack their weights.
Sorry for using the crest terminology.
I can't wait to start saying that. I'm going to be like, "Want me to
if re-rack
at the end of the you do conditioning at the end of the boxing classes, and like the girl that you're teaming up with on the bag for the class." That you kind of agree before you go into the rack room.
Oh.
And you say what weight you fancy because you're like, you know, get something for both of you. And in future, I'm going to say, do you want to re-rack or will I?
Yeah, they're going to be like, oh, she's a professional. Ooh, yeah.
God, I don't have the muscles to prove it. Anyways, so,
I was saying yesterday, the fear, I shouldn't have said that out loud. And then yesterday in the gym, didn't I come across him again?
No.
And we just had this awkward walking past him. Oh, it was so awkward, Emma. It was so awkward.
When you do have a little bit of it's not a row, it's just a little bit of a bad vibe with someone and then they continue to be in your life. You never know, this guy could become your really good friend.
What if I went over to him the next time I see him and I was like, well, that's strong.
No, let it go now.
Good weight there, pal.
Yeah, I know. He's going to think everything you say is sarcastic from now on, you see. Did you go around the same time to the gym as you went the previous day?
So I find no matter what time I go to the gym, the same people are always there.
Yeah, it's weird.
I go in the afternoon, the same people are there. I go in the evening, the same people are there.
I'm like that with boxing classes. I mix it up. Sometimes I go at 12:30. Sometimes I go at 6:30. And then I'm like, do you guys just be here all the time?
Yeah. But they say the same about you, though.
Yeah,
Emma.
I know. Yeah. It's weird. Tricky.
And don't forget, the Naughty Threesome coming up just after 9 o'clock. A great reason to stick around. And, of course, the Tricky 10 that we're playing twice a day. Your chance to win €2,000 once at 8 and once again after 9.
So our first play this morning is with yourself, Barry. Are you at work already?
No, I'm just getting the kids ready for school. Then I'm off to work.
How many do you have?
Three boys.
Oh.
Only two of them are going to school now. One of them's only 5 months old. So.
Oh my God.
5 months, congrats.
You've been busy, Barry.
Absolutely.
Have you been sleeping, have you?
Have I been sleeping? Oh yeah, maybe Mrs. hasn't.
Barry,
Barry's like chucking along a 9 hour sleep. His poor missus there getting up to the 5 months.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah.
What a beautiful day. Now, Barry, come on now. Share the load, yeah? He's only saying that for the rise. I know he is.
That's brilliant.
My Barry never do that. He's all about sharing the load. What's the crack with work then? Where do you need to be for work?
Today, I'm in Wexford for work. I sell solar, so I'm on the road.
Well, that's a good industry to be in at the moment. We all want to go solar, don't we?
I don't.
Absolutely.
Do you? I don't know. Like, they, but I have electricity. Like, And it's a lot of money, isn't it, Barry? Really?
Give me a ring after and we can have a chat about it.
Okay.
Oh, he's going solar now.
He's getting a discount. I'll give you a shout out on TikTok, Barry. Will I?
All right, Barry, let's try and win you €2,000 to head off to a hotel so you can get some lovely sleep all on your own with a 5-month-old. Now, we're about to put 55 seconds on the clock. Martin's going to ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and won't repeat. We can only accept your first answer, Barry. That has caught people out in the past. So if you don't, you know, if you need to take a little second, then definitely do. But then at the same time, if you definitely don't know an answer, give it a guess because it's got to be something between 1 and 10. If you top the leaderboard Friday, you'll win your way to Florence the Machine at Marley Park. And if you get all 10 questions correct, as you know, €2,000 is yours. Sonia is who to beat at the moment. She's top of the leaderboard. She scored 5 in 53.32 seconds. But we are wishing you, Barry, the very, very best of luck.
Yeah, let's go, Barry. You ready to go? We'll count you down.
Yeah, go ahead, yeah.
Let's do it. 3, 2, 1, let's go. What is 50 minus 30 minus 10?
10.
How many letters are there in the word backbone?
9.
Robert Downey Jr. starred in how many standalone Iron Man films?
4.
If you lost one AirPod from your charging case, how many would you have left?
What did you say, sorry?
If you've lost one AirPod from your charging case, how many would you have left?
1.
On a phone keypad, the letters MNO are represented by what number?
6.
Jay-Z had a song about 90 watt problems.
99 problems.
The first ever Oxygen Music Festival in Ireland was in 2000 and what?
8.
How many people started the band Take That?
5.
Morocco have qualified for how many FIFA World Cups?
We're out of time. Right, Barry, how do you think you got on this morning?
Oh, I don't think you're doing well at all, to be honest.
I will see now. If you had a number in your head of how many you think you got, what would you say?
Well, how many did I answer?
Well, you answered 8 out of 10.
Well, I didn't get over 8 then.
Well, yes, this is true.
I'd say 3.
Okay.
That's one of my favourite things anyone's ever said on the radio.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Hey, better than you thought, Barry. Wow. Well done. What caught you out, first of all, was the letters in the word backbone. There's 8 rather than 9, but you realised your mistake, but we had to accept your first answer. Robert Downey Jr. started in how many standalone Iron Man films? You said 5. The answer there was 3. And then Oxygen actually launched in the year 2004 rather than 2008. They're the only ones that caught you out. The rest you flew through.
Oh, no.
Sorry now, Barry. That doesn't put you top of the leaderboard because you did take up more time than Sonia. But it was lovely to chat to you and go have a lovely day and give Martin a good deal on the LCA panels.
No bother. Thanks, brilliant.
Barry.
Bye.
Bye. Just looking back at that lineup, what launched Oxygen in 2004.
Oh, go on, hippie.
The Strokes were there, The Cure, Kings of Leon, David Bowie, The Darkness, Ash, Faithless, Pink, The Black Eyed Peas, Muse were there, Massive Attack, N.E.R.D. Unbelievable.
N.E.R.D. Pharrell Williams back with his group. Oh my
Chemical
God, I loved
them. Basement Jacks, the list goes on.
I'd go to that festival now.
I never could go. I was always a little bit too young.
Oh, it's like, not well for some.
No, but
I'm just a baby.
No, I was a year off kind of being allowed and then it was over and I was so disappointed that I went to Electric Picnic and had a bus.
I was a spinny at it.
Were you?
Yeah, back when I was a teenager. I was a spinny and I remember seeing Example walk past one of them and I was like, oh my God, a celebrity.
Did you say hello?
No, I didn't.
Now, bear in mind the score to be in the Tricky 10 still relatively low, I suppose. So it's very beatable. Sonia's there. She scored 5 in 53.32 seconds. No shade, but it's beatable. So if you want to register to play after 9, it's tricky in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. €2,000 on the line. Okay, it's Emma Marty with you this morning. Dave and Fiona off. And Dave is off on his holidays and he was absolutely buzzed to be away for the beginning of the World Cup. He loved the idea of, not having to get up early and stay up late in the hotel room, watch some of the matches, all the rest. It starts tomorrow. I can't believe this.
Yeah,
it's come around so quick.
Go. What, we're kicking it off South Africa and Mexico, and then the second game is the one that breaks my heart.
Why?
Because that 3 a.m. then Friday morning, Czechia and South Korea. Should have been us.
because Czechia were the team that beat Ireland.
Oh, sorry, Emma. I just assumed you knew that.
Okay, so Czechia were the team that beat us, that knocked us out of our opportunity to
Should have been us, 3 a.m. Friday morning.
Yeah, it should have been us, all the whole country up at 3 a.m.
Up at 3 in the morning, yeah.
Oh, can you just imagine the buzz around if we were in it? It'd be unbelievable. Now, a lot of talk about the World Cup, obviously, with the starting tomorrow. Roy Keane has been talking in an episode of the Sky Bets World Cup miniseries. He said, I don't want England winning it. Obviously, we're working over there, and when you're with ITV, I do want them to do well, but I'll get nervous, he said, during the knockout stages when they're getting through. There's obviously excitement there, but that's when he'll start going, oh no, no, it's good to have a bit of a buzz, but you can't win the thing. And he says, if they won, he said to his fellow pundit, Micah Richards, they've great crack together, him and Roy.
I love the two of them together. Yeah,
they're such a good duo. But he said he'd be emigrating to Australia should England win it. I don't think he would now.
I don't think England have a chance in this World Cup.
Really?
Wow. Jack Hearing does. You say that blows my mind.
My boyfriend Jack is English and he strongly believes they have a good chance. He's absolutely buzzing. In fact, last night he was all hyped up, being like, there's a friendly at 9 we have to watch. It ended up being the women's game, which is fine. I was like, either way, I'm going to watch Love Island, sorry. This is the problem though, because all these 9 o'clock kickoffs are affecting my Love Island time.
Well, they're not really. You can still watch it somewhere else.
But yeah, we'll just make it separate. Because Jack's actually getting really into Love Island now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So he's torn between Love Island and the World Cup.
You can tell he's getting into it. Also, Niall Horan has been talking about the World Cup, saying this year he's back in Scotland, saying that they are Celtic brothers, so he's going to stick with them this year. We were only saying on the show last week when Dave was here as well, Martin, that like there's just doesn't seem to be the same buzz around. I'm living with an English guy who's obviously up to high dough.
And listening to Callum say he doesn't think... Callum, quick question. Is this because of the selection? Are you annoyed that some players were left out? Is that what it is?
Not particularly. I just don't think there's been nothing inspiring from the England team in the last couple of years that I think they're going to do anything.
You weren't happy with that 1-1 draw, that friendly against Uruguay in Wembley, no?
And there was a friendly against New Zealand, the worst ranked team in the competition.
Yeah.
And they only won 1-0. Like, it was...
You still won, though.
Did say, though, after living here for so many years, you've kind of lost your connection with the team.
A little bit of a disconnect. Yeah. I would have rather seen Ireland in there than...
Oh, okay. Go on, Callum.
Yeah, I love that. Hey. Say it again.
Callum, say that again.
Say it again, louder.
I would rather see Ireland in the World Cup than England.
Louder for the crew at the back. Say it again.
I would rather see Ireland in the World Cup than England.
Now, in order to create a bit of excitement, though, Callum, you were working on a bit of a work sweepstake, trying to bring the buzz alive, despite you not being that bothered.
The last couple of tournaments in Euros and World Cups, I've done sweepstakes, and someone said to me, Callum, are you doing a sweepstake? And I was like, oh, I really can't be fussed, because it's 48 teams. It's the biggest World Cup ever. It's like, I have to deal with sweepstakes in work. You have to collect money, and it goes into a prize pot.
Yeah.
And we did the draw yesterday, and it was just a... biggest faff in the world, because people don't all work at the office, so we had to do it on Teams. We had to draw names and then the teams, and there was 48 teams but only 47 names. I missed a name out in the thing, and there was a bit of contention. But there was one thing that happened in the work sweepstake yesterday where I was reading off facts about the teams that were in the World Cup, and it sounded a bit like this.
South Africa, never gotten out of the group stage. Uruguay, twice champions in 1930 and 1950. You've got the worst ranked team in the competition, New Zealand. Paraguay is your team. Quarterfinalists in 2010.
Callum, I'm sorry now. You make out that you're the busiest bee in the office and you can never get out of here.
I saw him putting it together yesterday, Emma.
And this is what he's at, finding facts about World Cup teams.
Callum just knew these.
People thought I was reading this off my head, and I was like, no, I've got to cheat. Oh. But no one needs to know.
Callum,
that.
I try to help you out there.
Anyway, we're going to do the biggest fully charged sweepstake ever.
Stop.
48 teams, loads of prizes. You listening, get involved. We're going to do it in studio as well, so we're going to be part of it. We'll tell you what the prizes are in a second, but if you want to get involved in the biggest sweepstake ever, even though it's just a regular sweepstake, but it's spanning the whole city.
Biggest World Cup sweepstake ever, yeah.
Absolutely. Just send us a football emoji right now to 087 711 1038. We're 48 teams, so we'll discount like maybe 8 of them for the guys in the office. So 40 players that I need. Yeah. So a football emoji to 087 711 103.
You're such a glutton for punishment. Like, you were whinging yesterday about the effort of the work draw, and now you're going to do the biggest one across Dublin with 40 yeah. other people. Get in touch right now with a football emoji. Do you want to be part of Fully Charged, our World Cup sweep? The biggest one across Dublin, city and county. Just a football emoji will do in a WhatsApp right now, please, to 087 711 103. We'll get you involved. Okay. I can't believe I'm getting buzzing now. This music does wonderful things if you're not into the old sports. But tomorrow is the start of the 2026 World Cup. And a lot of us as Irish people, maybe not as excited because we're not going to be a part of it. But Callum, being Callum, is making all of us as excited as he can because he yesterday conducted an office World Cup sweep. And today, want you to feel excited too. We're going to put on the biggest World Cup sweep ever all across Dublin City and County. There's 48 teams involved this year. You've been sending in football emojis. And we're going to draw you your teams on the show this morning.
The good thing is there's no cost to this because normally in an office sweepstake you have to pay in. We're doing it for free.
We're doing it for free.
There's some nice prizes to go on this as well at the end. Let me have a look here and see what's on offer. So if you're the winner of the sweepstake, we'll sort you out with Mac delivery vouchers from McDonald's. They are the FIFA World Cup. Their FIFA World Cup meal is in restaurants now, where you can score one of the six limited edition World Cup themed cups. And there's loads of FIFA World Cup merch to give away to our players as well. All across this, we'll throw in loads of IMC cinema passes and whatever else we can find around the office. There might be an old vinyl or something lying around, you never know.
We might maybe a ticket to one of my gigs.
That'd be lovely.
In Carlo or something.
That'd be lovely. But we want to go to Carlo.
But we've got to get our teams as well.
Yeah,
so Marty's going to do his, Emma's will do hers, I'll do mine. I will draw one for Dave and Fiona as well.
Okay. That's very nice for you. Okay,
so
right.
You work away there, Mark, you draw yours.
I really hope I get Spain.
That'd be fun.
Please.
Out of the hat, Martin, are you revealing now? What did you get?
Oh, actually, I'm happy with this.
What did you get?
I got Korea Republic.
Oh,
Korea
nice.
Republic.
Okay, cool. Awesome. I'm pulling my team out of the bowl, and I have got USA. USA.
You can do mine for me as well, Anna.
Okay, and Callum will go for you, and we're pulling out Callum's team now, and it is Switzerland.
And that's the team that you got in the works with.
I did, yes. We're all back in Switzerland.
What about Dave? Who's
David Hammond.
Get?
Come on. Who are we getting out here?
Team.
We got Ghana for Dave.
Ghana, that's not too bad. And then
for Fiona Frawley. Here we go for Fiona Frawley on her mat leave. She's got Uruguay.
Uruguay.
We've been very diplomatic with the answers, as in, like, we've all just said that's not bad.
They're all not terrible. Like,
well, I mean, I don't know, do I?
No. Emma's like, oh, they're a great team.
New Zealand is the worst ranked team in the competition, so I do apologise if you get that one.
Okay.
So,
look, message us a football emoji right now if you want part of the Fully Charged World Cup sweep. Rachel's standing by there. You want to be involved, yeah?
Yes,
okay.
Yes, I am.
All right, Callum, take this away. You need to draw. Martin's going to draw
I've
your team.
I've got the pink flask bowl bucket. Okay, you ready? We have drawn for you Saudi Arabia.
Oh, cool.
Lovely. Have you been there before, have you?
Lovely. Never. No.
I'm feeling
no
they might
there.
Not win, but hey, at least you'll be, you've got.
Excuse me, Emma. What's to say they're not going to win?
Are they? I've never heard anything about them.
Great team, Saudi Arabia.
Are they actually? Are you lying?
Is there a prize for the worst team?
Well, they're ranked 61 in the world, but that's better than 62, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what we'll do? We'll do cinema passes for the worst prize as well. Whoever ranks lowest as well.
Woo!
Okay, we've got a team to follow for the whole thing. Thank you so much.
It spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Stella Lefty with Boston on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Are any of the World Cup games happening in Boston? There's a question. No. Is it? We don't know.
Sure, throw Stella a message there, will you? Send her a DM.
It's Emma and Marty. You're listening to Spin and we are gearing up the World Cup kicking off tomorrow in Ireland. Not the most excitement, I suppose, as we were knocked out, I learned, by Czechia.
Yeah, Czechia, who play South Korea at 3 a.m. on Friday morning. It's all kicking off though tomorrow though with South Africa and Mexico. 8 p.m. Irish time.
Will Emma, you be watching?
Will you dip in and out?
Oh,
no, I'll dip in and out of it. Yeah, 100%. Okay. Looking forward to it. Emma, you drew.
This morning?
Yeah. Can't remember. That's okay, Emma. You're locked in. I got Korea Republic. Anyway, if you're going to be more locked in than Emma this morning and you want to get a country...
No, I don't know where they're going.
It's all right, Emma. You can find it later. They're not playing today anyway, so you're okay.
Okay, so Callum is orchestrating the biggest World Cup sweep ever. It's the fully charged World Cup sweep. And we will be going all across the county on this, getting as many people in the mix as possible. We're doing this kind of like the shortest quiz. If you're familiar with the shortest quiz, we'll be ringing through on WhatsApp this morning, okay? So just bear in mind, if your phone rings, please turn the radio down in the background because it's chaos. Let's do this thing. Okay, Chris, we are looking for you. Hello, Chris. Hello. Welcome in to the Fully Charged Sweepstake. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. What team are you hoping for? Martin's going to draw your team?
I'd love Ireland, but obviously we're not there.
Yeah. All right, Martin, for Chris, who have we got?
Well, you've got a country very like us. You got Paraguay.
That's a twin country for the World Cup, I think.
You are sorted. Paraguay is your team, Chris. Go have a lovely day. Enjoy the World Cup.
Good stuff. Thanks, guys.
Bye. All right, Cathy, we're looking for you.
Hello.
Cathy, good morning and welcome on into the Fully Charged World Cup sweep. How are you?
We're great. How are you?
Good, good. Any particular team you're after?
I don't know. Maybe a good one, Argentina, maybe.
Cool. Okay, Martin's picking out a team for you. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. What you got?
Oh my God, Argentina!
Yes! Oh my God!
Oh my God, you didn't. Ranked third in the world. That's incredible.
Cathy, the world is
fantastic. Ilya Martinez. Yes,
yes,
please.
Well done, Cathy.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Later. Ash, we are looking for you now. There she is. Ash, welcome to the Fully Charged World Cup sweep. How are you?
No, I'm good.
All right, Ash, we're going to draw you a team. Here we go. What you got?
Turkey.
Oh,
great side. 22 Turkey. In the world. Yeah, they're strong. Wait, they're strong. They're good. No, I'd be proud of that if I were you.
I'm happy with that.
Cheers, Ash. Have a lovely day.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, Emily, where are you? Hi, Emily. Welcome to the Fully Charged World Cup sweep.
Hi.
You ready to go? Your country is Ireland backwards. The Ivory Coast.
Ivory Coast for you. Well done, Em.
You got the tricolour.
Thank you.
See you later. All right, Emer, we're trying to get you into the Fully Charged World Cup sweep. Hi, Emer. Welcome on in. How are you?
Hey, Emer. You ready for your country for the World Cup? We're picking one out right now for you.
I am, yes.
Okay, right. You can hear them all being shuffled around there, right?
Here we go. What you got? What you got?
You have gotten... I'm struggling to carry it. Oh, you got Czechia. Oh.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, you got to go against the Irish allegiance now.
I don't
now.
Know if you know, because I didn't know that Czechia are the ones that knocked Ireland out of their chance to go. So that's a bit tough.
Yeah. I'm not happy about that now.
We're going to have to wish them well somehow. Thanks, Emer.
Thanks, bye.
Dermot, we're looking for you now. Hi, Dermot. Welcome to the World Cup sweep. Any particular team you'd be dying to get?
The obvious. Brazil. Italy.
Brazil. Brazil's still in the pot.
You want Brazil. We are giving you, as we shuffle them around. Oh, you got a country just as tropical. You got Norway.
Okay, go again.
Okay. Norway, they went viral the other day for their chant.
Oh, did they?
It's really cool what they do in the crowd. Yeah, it's very
cool. At least you didn't give me England.
Oh. Alright, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
So Callum, is that it now?
Oh, we've got 48 teams to fill. We keep going. Now, we're not going to do all 48 calls because we'll be here until about 7 o'clock.
Oh, come on, please.
But we'll add some more in about 3 minutes.
Okay,
right?
Perfect. And if you don't get on, as in if you've entered and you don't get on, we'll still sort out, we still need to sort out all 48 teams, so Callum will drop you a WhatsApp if you don't get on air, okay? But keep your phone on you. More calls to make to get yourself involved in the biggest World Cup sweep potentially ever. Football emoji, please, to 087-711-103. We're in the middle of the Fully Charged World Cup sweepstake. It's all kicking off tomorrow. We need to get 48 teams allocated to 48 people who listen to this show. And we're doing our best to bring as many people as we possibly can on the show this morning. But bear in mind, if you don't get on air and you have entered, keep an eye out because Callum might be in touch to get you allocated with a team off the air, because otherwise we'd be here all bloody day. I have drawn USA. USA.
She found it. Joined us. Yeah. Emma forgot her team already, so she did.
How did you get on again? Who
Korea Republic, ladies and gentlemen.
Nice. Well, Dave, we drew for him. He got Ghana, and Fiona got Uruguay. But let's get more people into this World Cup sweep. Tanya's there. How are you? Hi. Welcome to the Fully Charged World Cup sweep. Let's do this thing.
Tanya, I got my hand in the bowl here. We're flicking around the countries. You ready to get yours?
Yes, I am.
You have got Algeria, ranked 28 in the world. Not a bad check.
Could be worse.
Okay.
Could be worse. You're in the mix, Tanya.
Yeah, could be.
See you later.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Dar, we're looking for you now.
Hello.
Is it Dara or Dar?
No, it's Dara, you're right.
Dara,
that's correct.
How are you? Welcome to the Fully Charged World Cup sweep.
Dara, I got my hand in the bowl here. We're flicking around some of the countries that are left. Who would you like to get?
Oh, Germany, Spain, Argentina, any of those, Brazil.
You got Belgium. Know? That's all right, though. Belgium's good.
Oh, that's all right. I'll take Belgium.
You take Belgium. They have a good chance. De Bruyne on the wing and all that, you know?
Oh, nice football excellent. Knowledge there, Marison, showing off. De Bruyne on the wing there, you know? Sarah, well done. You're in the sweep. See you later.
Excellent. I'll take it. Thanks very much.
De Bruyne on the wing there, you know? Shane, where are you?
Hello.
Shane, what's happening? We're going to pick out your country for the World Cup sweepstake here on Fully Charged. I've got my hand in the bowl. Who would you like to get?
Oh, I have to say England, but Stirling, you want to say England.
You're the first person to say that.
It's brave of you to say that.
Yeah, very brave. Well, you got Germany.
Hey, that's
good. I'll take that.
Probably a better choice, to be fair. They're very good. Oh, yeah, very good. Potential winners, Emma.
Happy days, Shane. You're in the mix. Well done, sir.
Thanks, guys.
See you later. Valentina, we're looking for you.
Hello.
Hi, Valentina. It's Emma and Martin. Welcome to the Fully Charged World Cup sweep. How are ya?
Hi, how's it going?
Hi. Is there loads of people in the car with you?
There is, yeah.
Okay.
My kids. Noisy kids. Yeah.
Noisy
my
kids.
My partner too.
I've never heard someone say they have quiet kids. But anyway, I got my hand in the ball here. We're picking out the country for you. Who would you like to get, do you think?
Well, I'd like to get my country, but I know it's been picked, so.
What's your country?
France.
Sorry, is France your country or is France what you
No,
like
Uruguay.
Uruguay is your country.
Uruguay is my
Well,
country.
You've actually got France.
You got France.
Oh my God, that's the second time that's happened now. I had it in my hand and you said France and I looked at it and I was like, wait, what? You're from France? He said, no, Uruguay. But anyway, you got France.
Nice one.
Oh, great.
Cheers, Valentina. Have a lovely day and best luck
thank
to
you,
France
thank you.
In the World Cup.
Thanks. Oh.
Dublin Travel with Just Eat. Seize the day with delicious breakfast options delivered by Just Eat.
I wish we could do that all day. That was fun. Don't worry though, Callum might be back in touch with you and get you locked in. How many did we get there in total on the air? Did we know?
There was four there and I think there was about seven or eight in the last block plus hours, so I've still got over 20 teams to
draw.
So keep an eye on your WhatsApp because I will be sending you a message. I will be checking in with you during the World Cup. See how you're following your team.
Nice one. All right, it is 5 to 9. Let's see what the story is on the road with Kate.
Naughty threesome. This is the Naughty Threesome on Spin.
Big week for the Naughty Threesome, making its comeback to Fully Charged after 4 years. We're going to kick into it in a sec. First, though.
Yeah, like, do you know when you know somebody really, really well and they do something completely different and kind of throws you a little bit?
Yeah.
This can be like a friend, a family member, another half. My other half, and Emma, you're going to love this because I know you're very well known here on the show for using the purple love heart and not the red one.
As an emoji, yeah.
My other half has started using the yellow love heart to the point where I just kind of let it go and let it slide for a little bit. I was like, oh, that looks nice. It stood out to me. It was like a different kind of, I was looking at it, I was like, oh, this is normal. So I called her out on it this morning.
Yeah.
I just said, look, I'm loving the yellow heart buzz. Do you know what she said back? It's a summer buzz, baby.
Oh, go on, yeah, I love it. So would she normally have just used the red heart? Would it be?
Red heart, okay. And then she usually uses the red heart eye emoji one as well too, yeah.
The red, okay.
Yeah. She likes me, so she does.
I love that whole idea of mixing it up for the seasons. She might go for the orange one now in the autumn.
Yes, actually.
Here's Roger Sanchez kicking off the Naughty Threesome. You're on Spin. And thanks for the memories on Spin, Emma, Dave and Fiona. But it's Emma and Marty all this week. And guys, what a joy having the Naughty Threesome back on Fully Charged.
Yeah,
we
so
just
good.
Were treated to Roger Sanchez, the Veronicas and Fallout Boy. Love them all, but Fallout Boy, my fave. Yeah. God, I fancied Pete so.
No way.
Gorgeous, man.
Okay.
Don't you agree?
Well, like, I agree, but I'm just getting your vibe for it here. Yeah.
I wonder, because I'm in the vinyl world now, because I got
course.
Jack a vinyl
Retro.
Player for his birthday, and I've been using it loads. I'd love to know, like, I presume you can get a Fallout Boy vinyl somewhere.
You can get pretty much anything, yeah.
I probably.
You just have to pay €100 for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are pricey, but class. The Naughty Threesome back on the show tomorrow from 9 a.m. But now we play the Tricky 10 twice a day, once at 8 and once at 9, just for the month of June, because we've doubled the prizing on this. Your chance to win €2,000. Top of the leaderboard at the moment from earlier in the week is Sonia. She scored 5 in 53.32 seconds. So that's the score to beat for the Tickets to Florence the Machine, which is the highest score of the week prize at the end of the week. Steph, so this morning, I believe you're feeling a little bit nervy, are you?
A little bit nervy. No, we're good. We're good.
You'll be fine.
Steph, you sound like you're smiling. You just sound like you've got a big smile on your face. I love it.
I have. I'm buzzing.
Yay. Aww. And any plans for today?
I'm getting into bed. I've just finished a night shift.
And you're buzzing after a night shift.
You sound like that after a night shift.
I would be deceased.
It could be the coffee.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough. Will it take you a while to unwind now to get yourself off to sleep, or what's your kind of routine with it?
Well, we'll see how this goes.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, because if you win
2,000 euro, you're not going to bed.
Absolutely not. I'll be gone. Not to bed. Yeah,
exactly.
No.
And can I ask, can I guess, are you in nursing?
No, I'm not. I'm in the airport.
Oh, you ledge bag. Very good. Can I ask you what you do in the airport?
I work in operations.
Steph, welcome on in. Let's do this thing. Let's try and win you 2 grand.
Yes. So Emma's going to ask you 10 questions, okay? We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock. Remember, every answer is a number between 1 and 10 and the number won't repeat. And we can only accept your first answer as well. That tricks a lot of people out. So please, your first answer, even if you repeat it afterwards, we've got to take your first one. If you don't know the answer, just give it a guess. You know it's a number between 1 and 10, so just throw something out there. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you win tickets to go see Florence in the Machine in Marley Park. But if you get all 10, you win 2,000 euro. Woo! Steph.
Okay, it's going to be me asking your questions this morning. Are you ready to go? You sound ready to go. Full of coffee.
I'm ready to go.
All right,
ready,
Steph,
to
go. Big deep breath in. Let's do this thing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. If you hit a double 5 in darts, what would you score?
10.
S Club 7 had a 90s hit called You're My Number What?
1.
How many people currently make up the band Take That?
3.
On a phone keypad, the letters T, U, V are represented by what number?
Can you repeat that, please?
Yes, on a phone keypad, the letters T, U and V are represented by what number?
8.
Croatia have qualified for how many FIFA World Cups?
6.
A standard European plug has how many round prongs if you're going on your holidays?
2.
The word pigeon contains how many letters?
7.
Pope John Paul II visited Ireland in the year 1970 what? First ever visit of a pope.
9.
Lovely. How do you think you got on this morning, Steph?
Oh, not good.
Why? Why do you think? Everyone's.
I don't know. We'll see.
If you had a number in your head to guess like what you scored, what would you say?
5.
Okay. Let's hot them up.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yes! Go on, Steph!
Okay.
Steph needs no sleep, ladies and gentlemen.
Steph, you're top of the leaderboard.
Top of the leaderboard with 6. Let's
go. Yay! Woo-hoo.
As that stands, if that remains the case, you will win those Flying to the Machine tickets on Friday unless nobody beats you. Well done, Steph. You played a blinder, I thought.
Incredible. No sleep, smile on your face, top of the leaderboard. What a woman. We'll just go through some of the questions that you got wrong. Croatia have qualified for how many FIFA World Cups? You were very close when you said 6. The answer is actually 7. And the word pigeon contains how many letters? You said 7. The answer is 6. 7, 6, 6, 7.
Yay.
All right, you get it? No? Anybody?
You can blame the stupid brain rot meme for that confusion.
Okay.
Steph, you're a ledge. Best luck as the week goes on and get yourself some sleep.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Bye, Steph.
Bye, bye, bye. Do you want to play tomorrow? 2 grand on the line for the month of June alone. We need to get it won before the end of June. You can play after 8 or after 9, whatever suits you in the morning, whatever your schedule suits, you know. We're being very accommodating here on the Tricky 10. Message us the word tricky to get on tomorrow. Our number is 087-711-1038. Love this. Calvin Harris teaming up with Jazzy on Satisfy. This is Spin.
You know what I love talking about sometimes? It's just quirky jobs that we've all done before. Maybe you will do down the line.
Because my first ever few bob was made from going on a Thursday after my study after school to the local show jumping arena and pick up poles after they've been knocked by horses.
Oh, you'd pick and collect them up and put them back.
Great gig. It was like 10 or an hour.
How old were you when you did that?
17, I'd say.
And
it was great
jobs
exercise as well, you know?
Of course, you're walking and picking up these heavy poles. Yeah,
loved it.
One thing that I've been doing since I was a teenager, and I still continue to do it, and I love it, because people don't realise this. Now, I really need you guys now to bear with me on this, because when you watch a film, you watch a series, you watch whatever it is on the TV, you're focused on the actors and they're great. Look at that beautiful acting that, I don't know, Emily Blunt is doing there, or Cillian Murphy. Wow, he's great in that film. No one ever, ever recognizes the hard work that goes into the extras. I'm serious about this, because they get direction on set too. They're dressed the part, their hair is the part. Everything has to tick the box of when the, say if something's made in the 80s, everything in the background has to look like it was in the 80s.
And the extras could potentially mess up massively and cause the scene to be reshot.
That's where I come in. Okay. I've done that before so many times.
So you've been an extra.
I work as an extra. Okay. I love it. I've been doing it since I was 18. I'm in my mid-30s now, and I will continue to do it as long as my work schedule allows me to have time during the day. However, I've had a really bad year.
So tell me this, though. Like, how did you get into it?
So there was a solid 3 months when I was like 18, 19 that I wanted to be an actor.
Okay.
And I said, let's just get on set. And then I got on set, and as much as I loved being on set and being an extra, I decided acting wasn't for me.
Okay.
A lot of work goes into it. Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe it. But the extra work was fun because you get to still play these funny roles and get paid. You get paid to be in the background.
And you're on set all day, like?
All day.
It's
you're there. Long. You're there for a good 10 to 12 hours.
Can and I then, ask a question that's personal and you obviously do not reveal,
go for it.
But like, is it well paid?
I mean, like, it's more than a minimum wage,
yeah.
But it's less than what Cillian Murphy's getting.
Okay. Wow. That's so, really narrowing
so
it down for us.
I don't know what Cillian's making. I assume it's not a nice amount.
Yeah, of course.
You know,
okay, so you get a nice few quid for it.
You get a nice few quid. However, this year, for some strange reason, when I have been shortlisted for extra roles, you have to get shortlisted for extra roles. I want to put it out there. It's not a case of where you just go, I want to be an extra.
Yeah.
And usually it's based on your abilities, your pastimes, and how you look is a big one too.
Right.
I want you to guess. I want you to look at me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you a couple of things about myself real quickly, okay? So obviously you know about basketball. I used to skateboard. When I was 12, I got a black belt in karate. I don't like to read. And you can see my hair and everything, you know. So can you, you know, put together an idea of a certain role that you might give me? And I'm going to give you a couple of guesses and I'm going to see if you can get any of them
so
right.
So what you're doing here is you're telling us roles you've applied for and whether you got them or not.
Roles that I was shortlisted for based on how I look and my pastimes and characteristics
okay,
and all
well,
that.
Let's go.
Hit me. What do you think?
What could you...
As in, I'm getting you to guess. Look at me right now and pick something that you would put
me
in.
A role? I would put you in... I'd put you in like a Viking film.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah.
I was shortlisted for one, yeah.
I think you could wear the horns really well.
Oh, thanks.
Like, in the background, you know, lighting a fire or something.
I was shortlisted for it. Did I get it? No.
Oh, you didn't get it. Was it kind of like a Viking film, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, Grant. I think you would work quite well in a football inspiration story and you would be the coach.
Coach? I've never been shortlisted for a coach. However, I have been shortlisted as a dad. You know, like a soccer dad.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Not like a soccer dad, but I'm just linking that up with what you said. So,
okay.
A dad I've been shortlisted for as well. I'll give you one more and then I'll flick through some of them, okay?
What could Martin do really well? Loads of things. You could be a finance bro. Rocking around like New York City in your big suit.
I'm so sorry, Emma. We're going to give you a buzz for that.
Yeah?
I was shortlisted once for the role of neat businessman.
That's
well done, Emma. That's
so
very...
walk us through some of the other ones you were shortlisted for then.
French speaking waiter.
Okay. You have French.
A funeral guest.
Oh,
I don't know why I was. I mean, that could be anybody.
You'd,
like,
you'd look good in mourning. What a compliment.
Skateboarder. Cool. Arm support unit.
Oh, that works. Yeah.
I got shortlisted as well for audience member.
Oh.
These are all the role titles, by the way. I just want to put that out there because everybody is like, okay, they think of the main actors like Batman. Well, the extras have role titles
of
as well,
course,
everybody, okay? Gym goer.
Oh, that works.
Pub goer.
That works.
Both of them together. Telemarketer and passerby.
A telemarketer?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
And
what,
passerby.
Is a telemarketer someone who comes up being like, do you want to join Sky Broadband?
Yeah,
come
call.
Oh, that's
yeah, like
so
someone
funny.
Who's on the phones and stuff,
oh,
yeah.
Okay, that works.
So there you go. Guess how many of those roles I got picked for?
Three.
I got picked for one.
Which one?
The arm support unit.
Hey, that's something. You do a lot of your work at a Dundrum, don't you, Mart?
Do. The Dundrum Town Centre, ladies and gentlemen, served by the Green Lewis. Not an
Sorry.
Ad. Hashtag not SP. Hey, at Dundrum, though, if you're listening, I do my show there.
So Martin does a lot of work there out of the... We have a studio in Dundrum, would you believe or not? We've
above Tesco.
Above Tesco. We've done a few shows out of there. We should probably go back there sometime soon. Yeah.
They give you free parking.
They do give you
they
free
look
parking.
Look after you, a little ticket. One-way ticket
has out. Gone up in Dundrum. It has. It
can
has.
We do it next week?
But you often... are in Dundrum when like no one else is there.
Oh, like 11 p.m. midnight. Yeah,
really weird.
It's amazing.
That reminds me of COVID, me and the girls, because when it was lashing rain and you couldn't go anywhere, but Dundrum as a shopping centre was open because essential services like the chemists were open within it. So we just go to Dundrum to do laps.
Oh my God.
Just to get our steps up.
I do that at night.
There was nowhere else to go because it was lashing rain, it was COVID, so we'd just be walking laps at Dundrum. What floor are you on? Okay, meet you down in the car. Got me 10,000. Lewis Capaldi and Stay Love and Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona, but Emma and Martin all this week and next week as well.
Can Lewis release a happy song, please?
I know.
Please, Lewis.
I wonder in our lifetime will he ever release something with a bit of a beat.
Happy. And Dermot Kennedy as well, the two of you.
You should ask him if you can jump on one of your remixes.
Dermot Kennedy and Lewis Capaldi, let's make a happy song.
We'll catch you back here in the morning when you wake up from 7. Our podcast is Fully Charged Recharged. If you missed anything this morning, it was great. I'll crack. And Michaela's on the way. Have a great one. On it, on it,
on it. Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.